And full of fun and great giveaways for the whole family, including fireworks, a 2004 National League Champions replica ring, a patriotic adult jersey, and a Jim Edmonds bobblehead. Don't wait. Get your tickets now at cardinals.com/promotions.
Holiday swings. He hits it deep down the left field line. This is a goner.
This is Matt Holiday. On Saturday, July 5th, we take on the Miami Marlins. That day, 25,000 fans ages 16 and older will take home an adult patriotic jersey. It's a jersey day that you don't want to miss out on. Salute the red, white, and blue with your very own Cardinals patriotic jersey. Tickets are available at cardinals.com/promotions.
Matt Holiday clubs a two-run homer.
Having trouble moving the refrigerator to your basement? Need to move to your new house from your apartment? Simple Moves will move what you can't. Simple Moves is a locally owned and operated full-service moving company that has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will move stuff around your house or from one place to another at some of the lowest rates in the St. Louis area. For more, call 314-963-3416 or go to simplemoves.com. Simple Moves. We move what you can't.
Fire your lawn service and do it yourself. Your grass will look better and it will be cheaper thanks to Dynagreen. Dynagreeninfo.com for more information. 5 easy steps. It's better fertilizer, better seed, better hoses, better everything. Dynagreen and all of the accoutrements. You don't mind if I say accoutrements, do you? All of that has the Dynagreen label, which makes your lawn better, and you can do it better than the lawn service. Find it at your local independent lawn and garden dealer, Dynagreen, or dynagreeninfo.com.
For your real estate needs, you need the K. Bova Selling Team, now powered by RE/MAX Properties West. Make your realty dreams a reality. Find the K. Bova Selling Team at sellingstlewis.com.
Tuna lovers rejoice at Subway. Right now, you can enjoy this month's feature footlong with everything you love. Tuna is the $6 footlong special this June only. Subway, eat fresh.
It's on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
white dog crap.
I think white dog crap. I think that's the best kind.
It is.
It's drier, not as messy, not as smelly. Yeah. When it's white, it's ripe.
I wouldn't go around saying that a lot.
Well, maybe not right. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the June 26th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by AT&T UVerse. Yeah. Fiber optic television. Who'd have thought it? Look, I've still never figured out how regular old antenna TV works. How you stick an antenna up in the air and it sucks in a signal and that turns into a picture of something. I don't understand any of this, but I know that fiber optic is, it's the bomb, as they say.
Hey!
I'll tell you more about it and how to get it and why you might want to get it after a round of introductions. The control board is operated by Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are not hearing from your current advisor, we would like you to call Mark and Jason because they talk to all of their clients every 3 months. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Daniel Levi Strauss, heir to the Levi Strauss fortune, is in this. He doesn't have to work. He's kind of like Julia Louis-Dreyfus. She's a billionaire, but he works anyway. And boy, don't think we don't appreciate that. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser on. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Two horses hind in.
Rat boy's trying to tell me that he's been, for a couple of years now, trying to work with police departments. He heard us talk with Larry Connors about the taser. And you know those beanbags they shoot at people?
Yes.
Rat Boy says he's, for years, had a better way to do it. And it's hard balls of, what do you shoot them with?
Cheese.
Cheese. The police should shoot
cheese
people
balls.
With cheese balls.
Huh.
And if they're, you know, stale and hard, maybe he's onto something. Maybe they'd be a lot less expensive. Keep working on it. You'll get their attention. Give it up, please, for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Planner's cheese balls. They were the best. They don't make, I don't think they make them anymore.
The cheese balls with the nuts on them?
No. Well, no, the little, cheese, they look, you know.
Oh,
like
you're
coffee.
Talking about the
puffy. Yes. I disagree. Yeah. Nothing will ever beat the hard, gnarly Cheeto.
No, right. I agree.
The gnarlier, the better. And when they're a little stale, they're even better because they're harder.
You know,
yeah, Planners used to have those in a canister. I don't think they make those anymore. The curls or the cheese balls.
I don't remember.
Now, what's the difference between cheese curls and Cheetos? Aren't they both gnarly and crunchy?
No, yes. Cheese curls are not. They're the
those are the puffs.
No, I don't like the puff.
No, I don't.
I want the gnarly, almost disgusting. It gets all over your hands, like Doritos do. Those nacho cheese Doritos. Yeah. It's on your hands for 3 days.
Cheese.
Yeah, that's right, Rat Boy.
There's a joke you. I don't think you've told. Oh, that I don't joke think in I a have while. Either.
I don't think.
No.
Don't say any more. Give
no,
me
I
that,
won't.
But I know the joke you're talking about.
I think. Yeah.
We may. You think it's time to? I think it might be.
It's been a long time.
You know what? I'm gonna do this for Rat Boy. make a note so I don't forget. Maybe we'll just do it today. That's how flexible this show is. Larry Connors, take a lesson here. Be flexible.
Are you veering off our show planner?
Yes, I'm veering off the show plan, which doesn't exist. We're brought to you by AT&T U-verse. How many in the room have U-verse? Raise your hands. There's Dan's hand up. Peon, you don't have it? I don't have it because I can't get it. I live in the woods like Tarzan or something. I wish I could get it. For those of you who can and you love college sports, listen to this. August 14th. It goes on the air, the SEC Network. Your favorite SEC college teams, all of them. U-verse, AT&T. You can watch it at home on your regular real television or your tablet or your smartphone. And if you want an all-access pass to the Southeastern Conference, that's exactly what you have. And you may not even be able to get the SEC Network depending on who your provider is. You're talking about 1,000 live events, including 45 college football games. You'll have the U-verse wireless receiver, which means you can go out on the deck or the patio or while you're barbecuing, have it right next to the grill. You will also be introduced to the U-verse Total Home DVR, which records, I'd love to have this in my house and with what I'm using, but I don't, up to 4 shows at once, all being recorded simultaneously while you are watching your favorite college sports. You need to call them. You need to go online and see how to get the same great price for 2 years. I have put for you on frankopinion.com, which really is nothing more than a sponsor reference site. But I've put up there for you the toll-free number and the website. The number is 877-ONLY-ATT. And the site is att.com/SEC Network. It's coming August 14th. Be hooked up and ready to go. And by the way, you're going to love, from what I've heard from people who have it, this AT&T U-verse before that SEC Network even kicks in. If you didn't even have the SEC Network, you go, wow, this is the way to watch television. AT&T U-verse. Back to Brazzo, because I'm still fascinated by this guy. Braco, but pronounced Brazzo. Let me read you some of the other things that we found about him. Now Peon had heard of him, and he's been showing me video off the air in the room in the studio here on the monitor. I'm blown away by this guy, and what interests me about Brazzo, this is the guy that people pay to walk out on stage for 5 to 10 minutes and stare at them. He does not say a word. He doesn't do interviews. He doesn't speak. I'm sure at home he speaks. And these idiots, by the hundreds of thousands, stand there in the audience. And by the way, you have to stand. He insists the audience stand. There's an introduction. He walks out. He stares or gazes, as they say, at you for 5 to 10 minutes. And that's what you pay your $8 for. And hundreds of thousands of people pay him the $8 to gaze at him. He's sometimes called the gazer. What makes this so fascinating to me is unlike the late horrible Sylvia Browns of the world, who you can call out as charlatans and liars and frauds. You can't attack this guy because he makes no claims. He doesn't say anything. He doesn't say he can heal anybody. Somebody else has decided he can do it, which makes this all the more beautiful. I think this guy is a genius. The Gazer, Brazzo. Listen to this. Here's a, it says, and the other thing you didn't hear it earlier is you can bring a picture of somebody and just hold it. And while he's gazing at the entire audience, that gaze will cast itself onto that picture. So the person doesn't actually have to be there. There is a book written by Angelica Whitecliff. She is a supporter of Brazzo. It's called 21 Days with Brazzo. Even just saying the name is funny to me. A rock star in Croatia, which is where he's from, called Boris Novkovic, wrote an entire musical album celebrating Brazzo called Brazzo Thank You. That's the name of the album. Thank you for what? For staring at me. He has toured, get this, the United States, Australia, Japan, Austria, Italy, Switzerland, Germany, Israel, and Slovenia, drawing hundreds of thousands of people. How have I missed this guy? Why isn't this guy on 60 Minutes or something?
I've never heard of this guy.
Brazzo. The name is funny. Listen to this. His website states that, quote, he makes no claims of being a healer and does not promise a cure to anyone, but reports that people commonly report warm feelings and physical sensations during a gazing experience with Brazzo. Mm. And then the most brilliant of all is the warning that women 3 months pregnant or more are forbidden from attending. That's how powerful this guy's gaze is. That is brilliant marketing. Listen to this. Gazing. Let me read. It says, gazing sessions approximately 30 minutes, but the actual gaze time is only 5 to 7 minutes. There's an introduction, and there's probably some video that plays or something. A woman's at one of these things yelled out across the room, and yelling, and then afterwards they asked her what had happened, and she said that while he was gazing at the crowd, her ovaries started burning. Now let me stop.
Ovaries.
Does a woman know, can you feel your ovaries? If there's something inside you, do you know, oh, that's my ovaries? She said, my ovaries started burning, and I just heard this popping sound, pop, 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 and I knew I had undergone a great healing. Apparently, she had ovarian cancer or something, and he burst the ovaries open by gazing at her, and the cancer went away. This is great. Says, in person, Brazzo resembles the coach of an Olympic basketball team from a country that will not medal. He sports a clean, if rumpled, button-down shirt, white sneakers, a watch, and a ring. He's very plain. I saw the video. He's just a plain, average-looking guy. He walks to the center of a platform and faces the crowd. His posture is passive. He's ready to begin the gaze. It says they encourage people to bring photos, blah, blah, blah. A man in his 70s. This is written by someone who went to one of these Brazzo gazing things. This woman's a reporter. There's a man in his 70s standing to my left, so close we bump shoulders, hesitates before he pulls out a folded picture in his pocket and holds it to his chest. And that's someone he wants to Brazzo to gaze at. Music fades out. Brazzo spends a few moments staring at the crowd in total silence. She says, during the 4 sessions I attended, that's it. And he turns and walks off the stage. Wow, this blows me away. Brazzo. I say, way to go, Brazzo.
Yes.
Good for you, man.
Bravo.
You don't make one single claim. Nobody can sue you for false claims or fraud because you don't say a word.
I haven't seen the video. Does he act like when he's finished, does he act like he's, like, drained?
No. He just turns and walks away.
He just has a pleasant look on his face.
He looks like anybody else walking down the street that's not frowning or laughing or mad. It's just a bland expression.
Yeah.
Maybe a tiny, slight hint of a little bit of a smile, but it's unbelievable.
And it's on YouTube, correct?
Yeah, just type in The Gazer, or Bracco, Brazzo. I hope this is not true, because I love Cracker Barrel. Did you see this story?
I did.
73-year-old veteran says he got fired from Cracker Barrel in Venice, Florida, because he gave somebody who looked like he was in need a few condiment packets and a corn muffin. There's got to be more to this story. It usually is. For 3 years, Joe Koblenzer has put on his brown and yellow Cracker Barrel apron and greeted people who come to the Cracker Barrel in Venice, Florida. He says it's a fun job. About 2 weeks ago, a guy comes in, looked homeless, looked needy. He asked if they had any mayonnaise and some tartar sauce. He was going to cook a fish. So this greeter said, I got it for him, and I also threw in a corn muffin. The general manager called me in and said, I got bad news. We're going to have to let you go. He was written up before because 2 years ago he got a fountain drink on the job and a second time for giving a cup of coffee to a woman. Why, this guy sounds horrible.
Yeah.
No wonder you have to get rid of a scumbag like this. Again, I hope there's more. I like Cracker Barrel. I almost went, my wife's out of town. I almost drove. I'm not close to a Cracker Barrel. I'm not kidding. I came so close to just getting in the car and driving to Cracker Barrel to just stuff myself with everything I normally don't get to eat. Cornbread, chicken and dumplings, all
chicken fried steak.
Oh, of course, chicken fried steak. Are you kidding? The chicken, mashed potatoes with a bunch of extra gravy. Here's a great Corvette story. George Taley is a guy who always liked Corvettes. He had a 79 Corvette. And I don't know where, this is in Detroit. Parked on Jefferson Avenue in Detroit 33 years ago. He went out to get in it. It was gone. Stolen in 1981. A 79 Corvette stolen in 81. He filled out a police report, and that's it. He hasn't seen it since then. Last Friday, he's sitting at home watching Judge Mathis on television. He gets a call from AAA saying, we have your Corvette in Mississippi. Come and get it.
Oh.
So this is 91, 2001, 13 years later. He said they said it was running. He said a VIN number helped him track it over 30 years later, and it's still in pretty good shape. It was still running, had only 47,000 miles on it. They said it's the police station in Hattiesburg, Georgia. So as of this past Tuesday, it was still up in the air whether he was going to have it shipped or go back and get it. And then the executive vice president of global product development of General Motors called him and said, we will see to it that the vet is delivered to you at home. How about that?
Wow.
At GM's expense. And so there, you never know. Car's gone all those years, and now it's back with him. I don't think this is a good idea. You'll see why. The Golden Gate Bridge, a lot of people have jumped and committed suicide at the Golden Gate Bridge. So there's a plan being considered to put a $76 million net under the Golden Gate Bridge to prevent suicides. Here's why I think this is a stupid idea. It said last year 43 people jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge. Okay. Those 43 people would have just done something else. If you had a net under the bridge, they would have offed themselves some other way. Here's the other reason I think this is stupid. If they put that net up, can you imagine how many thrill seekers are going to jump knowing it's not going to kill them?
Right.
If I was like a bungee jumping, hang gliding guy, I'd go, hey, man, let's go jump off the Golden Gate Bridge. There's a big net under there. That'll be fun. I think it's going to attract jumpers.
Or just bring some scissors with you. jump in the net and then cut a hole in that.
Cut a hole in it. So the next guy who thinks he's going to get caught, won't get caught. I don't see that as working out very well. Ladies, would you get in here, please?
Ooh, that's nice.
I changed the joke because of the discussion we just had. And I think it's been long enough. Guy goes to the doctor, and he won't tell the receptionist what the problem is. He says, this is really very personal. I don't want to discuss it. He says, well, I need to tell the doctor why. He said, nope. Just, I want to see the doctor. It's very, very personal, embarrassing. And okay. The doctor calls him, and he says, so, the nurse says you wouldn't tell her. He said, no, doc, I'll tell you. He said, well, what's the problem? He said, well, here. And he unbuckles his pants and pulls them down, pulls down his underwear. His penis is bright orange. The doctor looks at it and says, oh, my goodness, I've seen black and blue and gangrene. I've never seen an orange penis. We got to find out what's going on here. So the doctor runs a bunch of tests. Everything comes back negative, negative, negative. The doctor's puzzled. He says, orange penis, bright orange. I have to ask you some questions. Maybe we can figure out what's going on here. It's kind of personal, but your sexual activities, are you promiscuous? Are you with a lot of women? Maybe there's some kind of STD here we're not familiar. He says, no, doc, I don't have a girlfriend and haven't been with a woman for years. He goes, well, there's got to be something. Tell me more. Give me, for example, a Saturday night. What's a typical Saturday night for you? He said, well, it's not just Saturday night. A lot of nights are pretty much the same. I get home from work, and I pour myself a drink and sit down, turn on the Playboy channel, grab a bag of Cheetos.
Meet me. All right, let's check the highways now. There's been some problems out there. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, we've got another problem. It's on southbound 270 at Graboid. There's an accident that's blocking the left lane. Traffic is a parking lot from approaching Page all the way through Graboid. Once you get beyond that, you're good at 55. Now, on southbound 55 at Butler Hill, you had a stalled tractor trailer that was blocking a couple of lanes. They've since moved that off to the right shoulder, but you're slow now between 270 and Butler Hill. On westbound 40, things are slowing between Grand and Vandeventer. You're heavy again from Kings Highway out through Big Bend. Also from, looks like Boone's Crossing to the Boone Bridge, we've got stop-and-go traffic there. Southbound 170 stacks up from Page down through Highway 40. Northbound 170, you're slowing from Highway 70 to 270. Eastbound 70, you're slowing now as you approach McDonald through New Florissant. And they're still trying to get it going out in the O'Fallon area. On westbound 70, you have stop-and-go traffic between 370 and Bryan Road. That's all due to an earlier accident that's been cleared over an hour ago. This report brought to you by Covance Clinical Research Studies. Thousands of people have already participated in clinical research studies. You may also receive compensation. Visit testwiththebest.com to apply today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is Larry Connors. Get ready for the most engaging nighttime radio talk show starting Monday at 9. Hot button issues, but also stories about the best of America. Book it. Larry Connors, USA, on KTRS, the Big 550.
Brand X Construction.
Do you guys do solar?
Do what?
Solar, as in getting energy from the sun?
Sure, yeah.
So, tell me about your qualifications.
Well, we're willing to try anything. Yeah.
Oh, I should have called G2 Power.
Don't trust your solar installation to amateurs. Call the local pros at G2 Power at 314-839-1609. They have 10 years of experience in the Midwest, and because they're local, they stand behind their products and service what they sell and install. G2 Power is known for honesty, integrity, efficiency, and careful cleanup after the job is done. The sunshine may be free, but utility costs are going up. Now's the time to go solar and save some serious cash. And G2 Power won't send some pushy guy to take your money, then run for the border.
Hey! Hey, I resemble that remark.
For solar power and solar water heaters, call locally owned and operated G2 Power at 314-839-1609, 314-839-1609, or go to g2power.com.
Buying a home and finding a real estate agent is probably the most important thing you will do. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group, what should people look for in a real estate agent?
Number one, you should find a top-producing full-time agent. Did you know 20% of the agents sell about 80% of the houses in the St. Louis area? So the average agent sells less than 8 houses a year. Kathy Helbig Group sells over 100 houses a year.
You're not a typical real estate agent. You have a full group and a full team.
Exactly. It's a real estate business, so we have to be proficient at marketing, exposure, pricing, knowing our inventory, knowing the competition, and how to negotiate offers.
Kathy, if a buyer or a seller calls you today, what can you offer them?
A professional home designer on our staff will come in and give them an evaluation of their style and staging of their home prior to going on the market.
That's 17-year full-time producer, realtor, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. She's a real estate expert, and she's on KSDK Channel 5, and she's here with us on the Big 550 KTRS. KathyHelbigGroup.com, 314-726-SOLD, or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
The average retirement lasts 30 years. 30 years. For some, they will be retired longer than the span of their career, so it's easy to see why the number one fear of people about to retire is running out of money. This is Laurie Heisey from Heisey Advisory Group. We can develop a predictable yet flexible retirement income plan for you, allowing you to spend with confidence while you maintain your lifestyle and follow your dreams during retirement. Let's not forget about the downturn of 2008 and 2009. If you are about to retire or are already retired, it might be a good time to take a second look at your retirement plan and goals. We have the experience in building retirement plans that can help balance your portfolio and give you a steady, predictable, and guaranteed income stream. Call me now and find out if these solutions would be right for you. 314-909-1116. 314-909-1116. Let us take a second look at your retirement plan. 314-909-1116.
Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products.
Did you know that a Nobel Prize was awarded for a medical discovery that improves your sexual performance? It's true. Nitric oxide was discovered to improve your sexual performance. It also miraculously improves your heart health, blood pressure, energy levels, your immune system, diabetes, arthritis pain, even your memory and mood. That's why millions of men and women have begun taking nitric oxide boosters as daily supplements. And right now, we're releasing free bottles of Peak Nitric Oxide so you can discover the benefits for yourself. Be one of the first 100 callers at 1-800-200-3695. After extensive research and clinical tests, nitric oxide has been described as the miracle molecule of the 21st century. Taken once a day, you'll not only begin feeling years younger, but we'll also send you free test strips to prove it works. Discover how to get your free bottle of Peak Nitric Oxide and free test strips at 1-800-200-3695. Be one of the first 100 callers. 1-800-200-3695.
I'm Larry Connors. You know, for almost 40 years, I've been in St. Louis, building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beal's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beal family, and when you need help with your roof, call John Beal, 1-800. New roof.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you how to get just the edge you're looking for as a home buyer. This brand new program is called Mortgage First, and it's exclusively from Quicken Loans. With Mortgage First, we'll underwrite you up front, giving you the upper hand on the competition. To learn more about Mortgage First, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Restrictions apply. Rate terms and conditions may change until final loan approval. This is not an offer to lend. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS number 30.
The same old golf course, game after game.
Are you tired of playing the same old golf courses in St. Louis? Are you looking for a place to play and then unwind? Only 90 minutes from the Arch in Pena, Illinois, you'll find Oak Terrace Resort and Spa. A championship-style golf course, world-class spa, and exceptional dining are all situated around a 65-acre lake at Oak Terrace Resort and Spa. Book your overnight stay and play package today at golfotr.com. Family-owned and operated Oak Terrace Resort and Spa, Illinois' most relaxing resort.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, a retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Mobil Super Motor Oil has been tested and proven to help extend the life of your engine by protecting against sludge and wear. Keep your car on the road longer with Mobil Super.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober?
I wonder if Mike Evans has ever heard of Brazzo. I'll bet he hasn't. I'm not the only one.
I haven't.
Dan had never heard it. We'll ask him when he comes on here. We're talking, of course, about Mike Evans. He, as you know, is in Southern California. Well connected in showbiz, I might add. Brought to you by Annie Guns. Annie Guns Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. Great place to buy gift certificates, because if anybody doesn't appreciate an Annie Guns or Smokehouse gift certificate, don't be friends with them. There's something wrong with them. Here he is, and we'll find out if he's ever heard of Brazzo, Mike Evans.
Have you
ever heard of a guy called Brazzo?
No.
All right, when we're finished, when you're at a computer, go to YouTube and type in Braco. It sounds like it would be Braco or Braco, but it's pronounced Brazzo. Braco. Or
who is he?
Well, he's a guy from Croatia who draws hundreds of thousands of people to his appearances. He walks out on stage and stares at them for 5 to 10 minutes, and that's it. It's unbelievable. He never says a word. He just stares at people, and there are people who claim his gaze changes their lives.
Gives them warm feeling.
You gotta hand it to this guy. You just do, because you can't sue him. You can't call him a fraud. He doesn't claim anything. He just walks out and stares at you.
Unbelievable.
Oh, you'll love this. But
I'll check that out.
Okay. All right.
Hey, Puck was question. Name the name of the star whose father was Pink Floyd's roadie. Naomi Watts. Naomi Campbell. Naomi Judd.
A lot of Naomi's there.
There you go. Love Nuggets. They are truly Hollywood's, I think, one of the happiest couples, and certainly the best parents. Melissa McCarthy and Ben Falcone. Very odd couple, but really very much open, affectionate, and really good parents.
I like her. I've heard her and seen her interviewed. I don't know. She seems just like a nice person.
I like her. Chris Brown says that he never wants to see Rihanna again. Of course, he's in court now in Washington, D.C., facing assault charges. His one of his bodyguards has already been convicted of this assault, and Chris Brown's the one that was involved and ordered the assault to take place. So, I don't know. Chris Brown could be in some serious trouble.
I smell frame-up.
Oh, yeah. Jennifer Aniston!
Yes!
And Justin Theroux. Apparently really are getting married August 16th. That's the fourth date that they've set. He's canceled three of them for various reasons, but looks like they're going through with it.
If Jennifer Aniston stared at me, that would change my life.
Oh, I mean, yeah, it would.
Man.
Exactly. Hot Pocket. Kate Upton.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Is back with her boyfriend, Detroit Tiger pitcher Justin Verlander. Dated for a while. They've been broke up for about a year. Now they're dating again. What is up with this slime ball, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? Cheated on his wife while she was laying dying in bed.
Whoa, that's not like the Kennedys.
No.
And then married Cheryl Hines a few months ago, and he's already cheating on her.
Well, he's the first Kennedy.
Yeah, the Kennedys wouldn't. So. New York Post front page headline. You know, I love them Post headlines. Story about a man walking into McDonald's with a knife sticking out of his back.
Oh.
And he's on his cell phone. Shortly after he walks in, he passes out collapsing.
You don't see that every day.
No.
Headline screams, Big Mac, the knife. I love that New York Post. I mean, I love me some New York Post. Show be a net. The Canadian government wants to cut down on foreigners coming to Canada and taking jobs away from locals, so they've passed a bunch of new laws. One will mean a lot. Fewer TV and movies being shot in Canada. Sounds like they're cutting off their nose to spite their face. Meanwhile, TV and movie production at an all-time low in Los Angeles. Taxes keep getting raised on movie and TV production companies, so they're leaving the state.
Mike, hang on one sec, just a second. We do?
What?
Just hang on. Are you sure we do? Mike, I understand we have Robert Kennedy Jr. on by Saturday.
Unbelievable.
Really?
to address this cheating infidelity.
Yeah, all those Kennedys sound alike, too.
Let's put him on here and see what he's saying. It is absolutely true. It runs in the family. I'm following in the footsteps of my Uncle Jack, and my Uncle Teddy, and my father. We are born to cheat. That's just the way it is.
Wow.
What an interview. Thank you.
And, well, great interview, and the fact that he listens, I'm not surprised at all.
No, me either.
Yep. You know, this is why the show is so great. You never know who's listening.
You never do.
You never know. Yeah. And you know what? I hear he's a regular at Andy Gunn's, too.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Meanwhile, TV ratings, you know, the soccer. Do you follow the soccer?
Watched it about an hour today.
Yeah. U.S. Goes forward, although they lost.
Right.
U.S.-Portugal World Cup game was number one last week. But it's because the U.S. was playing. Uruguay, England was the next most watched game. It came in dead last place, 85th place. Ooh. I don't particularly like soccer that much. I have a nephew that I think could put a good baseball player. He came in the other day, told me he's just a kid. He was going to play soccer. I said, look, no nephew of mine is going to be out there giving headers. I'm not.
There you go. Good for you, man.
Well, I said, I just believe that baseball is a sport to play in the United States of America.
American Patriot. Mike Evans.
You go,
thank
Mike.
You. Jennifer Lopez.
Yes.
The new album, been out 10 days, sold 33,000 copies. That is horrible.
That does not sound like a big number.
A new Broadway musical about Tupac Shakur, featuring a lot of his music, opened last week. It will close next week. It's being considered one of the biggest financial bombs in 45 years. $7 million put into this production. It'll last a week.
Yeah, I saw they showed some scenes from it. That's just not Broadway.
No, it didn't even last a week.
Wow.
Oh, one more, Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah.
Is reaching out and offering to be a mentor to Selena Gomez. I don't know, J-Lo's album numbers. I don't know if Selena might want to think twice about that. But hey, that's just me. And finally.
Remember, the Gazer.
I will.
Brazzo the Gazer.
Spell it again.
Braco. Pronounced Brazzo. Croatian. The Gazer. You're going to love. You are. C-O. You are not going to believe what you see.
Okay.
It's so great.
Who. Name the name of the star who brags that her dad was Pink Floyd's number one roadie. Roadie for Pink Floyd.
Now, explain to people what a roadie is. Some people may not know what that is.
Handle setting up the equipment,
right.
Sound checks.
Okay.
Naomi Watts, Naomi Campbell, Naomi Judd.
I'll say Campbell.
Judd.
Watts.
The answer is Naomi Watts.
Idiot.
Hey, back in love, all of a sleep.
A room full of two idiots and a smart guy.
Mm-hmm.
I believe I got it right. That was Mike Evans. I cannot wait for his reaction to Brazzo. I think Brazzo is one of the greatest things I've discovered in a long time. Because I enjoy being, I guess, made aware of the fact that there are so many stupid people. I think you need to be aware of that. Gullible, stupid people. Brazzo. Mike Evans brought to you by... A place where, according to him, is frequented by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I didn't know that. Annie Gunn's restaurant, the Smokehouse Market. I'd like to try the potato pancakes, if I could, please. Maybe some of that maple glazed shrimp. I've heard the chili at the Smokehouse is second to none. Thank you. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. You know the names. We've been saying those names, and we've been saying the website I'm about to give you. You hear it every single day, and you've heard it for, 14 years or something? They are financial advisors. Some people call themselves financial planners. They're financial advisors. I'm not sure exactly what the difference is, but they're financial advisors, and they have been with Stifel Nicolaus for 27 years, long enough to know whether or not they're going to make it in that business, and they've made it and made it well. And what success means when you're a financial advisor is it means you have clients who like the way you do what you do. You may have a financial advisor. Why not a second opinion? You may not have a financial advisor because you think the only people who need financial advisors are people who are very, very wealthy. Clinton-type wealth or Bush-type wealth, or movie star Travolta-type wealth, or lottery winner wealth. No, that is not true. Financial advisors are sought out by smart people who, in this case, have $25,000 or more, and the goal is to end up hanging on to it and maybe turning it into more money. That's the goal, and that's their goal. So, even if you have a financial advisor, you go to this website, set up a meeting, see what you think about what they think about what you're doing with that $25,000 or more. MarkandJason.com.
Meet me.
Time for a final look at traffic. Here's Tim Wiley.
All right, Dan, within the last 60 seconds, they've cleared that accident on southbound 270 at Gravois. All lanes are now open, but boy, are you jammed up now from Page all the way through Gravois. It's pretty solid there. Eastbound 270 is still slowing McDonald through New Florissant. On westbound 40, Kings Highway through McCausland, a little bit heavy from Lindbergh out through 270, but still heavy between Long Road and the Boone Bridge. Westbound 70, you're still slowing down from 370 through Highway K, and just a little bit off the pace through Bryan Road and Lake St. Louis Boulevard. On northbound 170, things are thinning out better now between 70 and 270. On eastbound 40, just a bit heavy between Mason, or 141 and Mason, and then again from McKnight through Big Bend. SSM Cardinal Glennon's pediatric cardiology team, with the top two heart surgeons in the region, having the best. Another way their love for kids just keeps on growing at SSM Cardinal Glennon Children's Medical Center. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Wyland on the Big 550 KTRS.
We at KTRS would like to ask you for a favor.
John Beaver, one of our own, has been fighting the effects of double pneumonia for some months now.
He continues to battle, and there are signs he is getting better.
We would like to ask you for your good thoughts and prayers.
We know this request is unusual, and we know some of you don't pray.
And that's okay. We understand.
But for those of you who do, we would ask that you keep our dear friend and colleague John Beaver in your prayers as he continues his fight.
Thank you. From the bottom of our hearts, here at the Big 550, KTRS.
Are you in the market for a new GE appliance? Then check out the Appliance Discounters. Appliance Discounters is the largest locally owned appliance retail in the St. Louis area with four locations and over 22,000 square feet of showrooms. Why shop the out-of-town big box stores and send all your hard-earned money and taxes out of the state when you can shop GE appliances local at Appliance Discounters? There's a reason why they call us Appliance Discounters. Just think of all the money you'll save.
I'm Erin O'Neill Hayes, wrapping up my week filling in for Kelly Jackson on McGraw Live. Friday morning, I'll have local news all morning long to start your day. Tim Wyland will bring you traffic updates to get you to work on time. Plus, ABC's David Blaustein joins us with movie reviews for the weekend. And, of course, we'll recap the USA-Germany World Cup soccer match. It's McGraw Live starting at 6 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Don't miss the gigantic garage sale this Friday and Saturday at St. Michael's Parish on Sutherland Road near Laclede Station Road in Shrewsbury. Proceeds from the garage sale benefit Melissa's Hope Orphanage in Haiti.
Mobile Super Motor Oil has been tested and proven to help extend the life of your engine by protecting against sludge and wear. Keep your car on the road longer with Mobile Super.
Join me, Jay Randolph Jr., and the area's top amateur golfer, Skip Burkmeyer, as well as my dad, Jay Randolph, as we talk about all aspects of the great game of golf, from teaching and travel to places to play in St. Louis.
Fairways and Greens begins Thursday, July 3rd at 7 p.m. and Sunday, July 6th at 9 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Do you want to know what Larry Connors thinks of the IRS? Listen Monday night starting at 9 p.m. Larry Connors USA. Legally not allowed to speak until now. Weeknights on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Dan and I have decided we're going to charge people to stare at them. We're going to be the geezer gazers. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. For you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a it in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now here.
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, dear.
All right, Dan. All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
You can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
St. Louis Public Schools get a new report card. Why the mayor says it shows progress being made is substantial.
A man found dead inside a home the day after Christmas. Why investigators now say it wasn't the fire that killed him. Flooding in the upper Midwest has the attention of some local 4th of July celebration organizers. What they're doing to prepare if floodwaters move south. First at 6, a story you saw first on Fox. Dozens of students headed home from a church camp had to stop at a Barnhart Walgreens when the teens got overheated. Fox 2's Rebecca Roberts is live in Barnhart right now with more on how this happened. Rebecca.
Sandy, well, these kids had been out in the sun all week at a church camp at Lake of the Ozarks. And I just spoke with the youth pastor who gave me the following information. He said that if they were heading back.